800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. We are live at the Clinton County 4-H Fair 2019. I'm Kevin Keith. Again, thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Also, special thanks to Senator Brian Buchanan for helping us out for On Location here. Back here for the second portion of Party Line, we have Bethany Purley helping us out, and she's hooked us up with Susie Ryan, who's a 4-H council volunteer, and we're going to talk to her a little bit, Bethany, about volunteerism.
I just want to say that this group that we're going to talk about in the next section is a dedicated, hardworking volunteer group that helps put on the 4-H side of the fair. So I'm going to let Susie talk a little bit about the council and what all they do.
First off, Susie, good morning, and thanks for coming in here.
Good morning.
So tell us about what the Fair Council does, first off.
Okay, first of all, it's the 4-H Council.
4-H Council, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, there's
that's
a lot.
Okay.
I'm trying to
I know,
mix them
it's
up.
Hard to
yeah.
keep track. We're really just in charge of the 4-H side of the fair. We have a building where we have building projects, and then we're in charge of all the livestock shows. We work all year round because we supply all the ribbons, all the plaques, all the banners for all the shows. We get sponsors for those. And then our busy time starts the week before the fair. We have what we call pre-fair judging for all the building projects. And we spend 2 days with judging, and then we spend another day getting the building set up and prepared for the public. There's stickers on all the projects that says what placing they got, and then at the end of the fair, the kids pick up their projects and they get a packet that has all their ribbons and awards in it.
So that sounds like a lot, and that sounds like something you do kind of almost year-round, right?
Yes, yeah. We do. We work all year-round getting ready. And
so how many people are on the 4-H Council?
18, I believe.
Okay.
We have a representative from each township, and then we have 6 at-large volunteers.
And are there other volunteers that help
there
on
are
top
four,
of them?
Yes, because there's a 4-H club leader from each township, and then we have a superintendent for each livestock show. Sometimes those are the same people, but sometimes they, you know. So some of us do dual duties. But
right.
And then there's a project leader for each project in the building. Yeah, there's lots and lots of volunteers.
Yeah, and so how would somebody get involved if they wanted to? Is that it's not an elected position, is it?
No, it's not elected.
Yeah.
The best way to get involved is to call the extension office, and I'd talk to Bethany, and she can get your name and what you'd be interested in helping with, and then we'll get back in touch with you, and we'll for sure put you to work.
So how long you been doing this, Susan?
Bethany asked me, and I really don't know. I'm going to say, let's see, my grandson's 14, and he and I started before he was in 4-H, so then you start in 4-H, so,
yeah. So is there kind of like a leader of the 4-H Council? Or
yes. Okay. On the 4-H Council, we do elect officers. We have a president and a vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And then Karen, the educator through Purdue, I guess she's the ultimate power.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And we're really there. We support her and back her and just, you know, because without us, she couldn't put on the fair. It takes everybody working together to get the fair put on.
Right. So what do you take 1 week off after the fair and then get right back to it?
actually, yeah.
Is it sort of like that?
The week after the fair, yeah, we have to start getting ready because the extension office does transport projects to the state fair.
Right, right.
We have to make sure all the kids that are going to state fair know when and where to bring those projects to get them transported or when they have to get them transported themselves. We have to make sure all the what they got, like if they got a red ribbon, a blue ribbon, whatever, that all that's entered in 4-H entry online. So after the fair, it kind of slows down,
right,
and it's not as hectic, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Sounds like a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross.
Yes,
there's
yes,
a lot,
after the fair.
A lot of little things,
uh-huh,
and really no room for error, right?
No, no. But parents are really good. Like, I have two projects I need to go up into the building today to put sweepstakes on because the parents have been in there and said there's no sweepstakes driven. Okay, you know,
right,
I'll get
right.
that done. So,
yeah, you can't catch everything.
Yeah,
but you try,
yeah.
Right? All right, well, anything else we need to know, Susie? What's the rest of your day look like today?
The rest of my day is swine show. I'll go, the building opens at 1, we'll do that. And this year we've got a great slideshow going on that Bethany did for us that kind of shows activities from past fairs. Then animals are released. The small animals, the chickens and rabbits, are actually releasing right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then the large non-sale, non-auction animals will be released later today. It's really just, I mean, it's not a lot of work. You just kind of have to be there in case there's a problem or a 4-H'er needs help. And,
right.
You know.
All right. Well, Susie, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate
that. Thank you.
Susie does a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I could tell. What would you do
she
without
acts like she doesn't, but Susie does a lot. She's helped me every morning. We've been here the first ones to get all the awards out every morning. She makes sure it's all lined up and ready to go. They have what's called, we call it a mini barn back here, that the 4-H Council kind of houses out of for the week. And she kind of helps set everything up in there and make sure all the programs are ready to go. Susie does a lot of things.
Yeah, I can tell.
There's a lot of them that do a lot of things. We're very thankful for all of them. So,
what would you do without them?
Probably
it wouldn't
might
happen,
go,
right?
Yeah, it would probably go a little crazy because it wouldn't get done. It just wouldn't get done. So it takes everybody's hands and muscles to move gates and put up fence. And, I mean, it takes a lot. So we're
so you
very
help
thankful.
Coordinate a lot of those townships, mm-hmm, and stuff and
yep,
everything.
Yep. So they all have their different meetings and we help them, disperse information out, and all the kids that do building projects have books that go along with those.
Mm-hmm.
So Barb, our receptionist at the extension office, she's a lot of help as well, that gets all those books out to those kids, and it's year round. I know.
Do you need volunteers? Is that
always
something?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm going to
ask. If you've got fingers and toes and willing to use them, we would be able to have you help us in any way possible. So.
I didn't know if you were kind of looking for them or scrambling for volunteers sometimes.
Right. Always. I mean, what's really nice about 4-H that Keegan touched on is it's a big family at the end of the day. And if we're doing something immediately that we need done, I know I can look up and yell a name and they'd be more than willing to come over and help us. And even 4-H families just kind of see what needs to be done and they just step in and do it to make the fair happen.
There's no one saying that's not my job,
right,
or anything, right?
They may be thinking in their head, but they'll come still help.
All right. So are we looking for some more 4-H'ers?
We do have
today?
Another 4-H'er that's here to talk to us, but
what
before...
About, I think the paper fell on the ground.
There it is. Come on over, bud.
All right, so we've got Kane Martin, 15 years old. Kane, how long have you been in 4-H?
Is this good?
Yep.
I've been in it for about 7 years now.
Mm-hmm. So you're hoping to be a 10-year member here in a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So you're with the Sugar Creek Crickets, and you're with poultry, swine, and verbal communication. Tell us about the poultry. What animals you working with there?
With poultry, I do chickens, mainly roosters, because layers got a little too expensive for us to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, we do have ducks, but my brother shows those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fairly proud of myself because I actually got a grand champion in showmanship in intermediate.
Nice.
Proud of
nice.
Myself. But fortunately, we should have probably ordered the birds earlier because they're still kind of young looking.
Yeah,
you know? That was kind of my fault.
That happened. You live and learn, right?
Yeah.
So you like working with chickens?
I do. They're very nice, very, very good animals, nice and gentle and everything.
And they are sort of like a pet, aren't they?
Yeah, kind of.
In a lot of ways. Yeah, I've had chickens before, too. So what about swine? What's the take on that?
I really like swine. You know, piggies are kind of like dogs, but instead they're fatter and more noisy.
Right, right.
Very good, and that's overall it. Starting that, I guess it kind of like countermines birds. With birds, you got to be gentle.
Mm-hmm.
But with swine, you got to be more assertive about it.
Right.
I think that's a good kind of reinforcement on both
right.
sides.
Do you have any pigs you're going to be showing here?
Yeah, I'm showing a crossbred burro.
Okay. And what is verbal communication?
Verbal communication is basically a fancy term for speech.
Okay, okay.
I had to do a speech on how, like, 4-H changed my life and everything like that. And I got reserve champion on that one.
Okay. So how has 4-H changed your life?
It's changed it a lot because when I was three, I got diagnosed with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And so naturally, I wasn't particularly well sensible to certain things.
Right,
like, I hated certain touches, noises, lights. 4-H has helped me all of that because, you know, raising animals, doing projects and everything, that's helped out the sensibilities and everything.
Right, right.
I'm very happy too, you know.
Right. Yeah. And you're doing pretty good now?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I'm talking with you guys. So.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Well, congratulations. I think that's probably helped you break out of that shell a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has a lot, really.
That's good. We may be onto something, right? Wow, that's good. Let's tell everybody about that.
We got one filling out some paperwork. While they're doing that, I kind of want to talk on enrollment.
Thank you, Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me around.
Good luck.
So if kids want to get involved in 4-H, we have a sign-up period. They can get involved. Obviously, they can come out and watch and kind of get an idea of what's going on right now at the fair. But next year, from October 1st through January 15th, they can sign up through 4-H. And when you're first getting started, it's a little scary and intimidating, just like anything you get started in. So they can come into the Purdue Extension office. We're on Jackson Street, just right down the road from the fairgrounds.
Right.
And we can help them, sit down with them and help them do it. It's all online, 4-HOnline.com. But we can sit with them and get them enrolled. It is $25 a kid. If you've got a big old family, the max you're ever going to pay is $75.
Okay.
So, which is really nice that we kind of help those bigger families as well.
Right.
Still be involved in a great program. Because if kids are in 4-H, it kind of seems like a lot of those kids are in FFA. They kind of just go hand in hand. So I know Melissa talks on that a lot, too. So if kids want to get enrolled in 4-H, October 1st, January 15th, we will get them signed up and get going. And we start all the way from kindergarten.
Okay.
All the way up to seniors. We touch them all. Just like baseball has T-ball, we've got 4-H for all ages. Clover Buds, mini 4-H. They were in the parade. If you watched the parade, they were in it this week, too. So waving at everybody.
So if somebody's out there and they're 16, never been in 4-H or FFA, they can start then.
Come join.
It's never too
Yep, jump in, both feet. We will help you. You can do 4-H building projects of any type, doing crafts and woodworking, electric, barbecue. You found out about that one.
Right.
Or they can also do livestock, too. So there's even small animals. If they've got goldfish at home, we can do that as well. Snakes and all that crazy stuff.
That's
so
cool.
It's all part of it.
So you've got really pretty much a four-month stretch here that people, it's coming up pretty quick here in October that people could sign
start,
up for that.
Start getting signed up.
And come ask questions. That's okay. There are no dumb questions.
Yeah, nope. If you don't know what's going on, you got to ask questions. And so that's how the only way you're going to find stuff out is to ask questions to anyone in the barns, in the buildings, obviously the Purdue Extension office. We can answer those too. You can call in and ask us about those.
All right. Very good. So, who do we have next here?
This little man had an awesome day yesterday, and he will tell you all about it. They have new dining room chairs. You'll have to ask him why.
Okay. We have Jet Stillwell. Jet's 11 years old. First off, so you're going into fifth grade at Clinton Prairie, right?
Yep.
So tell me about the chairs. I got to know about the chairs.
I won them in showmanship.
Yeah? You won them?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about that. Help me out there, Bethany.
So, they have showmanship. You were in showmanship, right, last night?
Yeah.
And what was the first class of showmanship that you went into?
Junior.
Okay, so he went into junior showmanship, and he won. Great job, right? That's super exciting.
Right.
But this kid didn't win one chair. How many chairs did you win last night?
Six.
Wow.
That's like, I'm pretty sure that's probably the first time that's ever happened.
Wow.
That's the craziest
thing
ever. So he did an amazing job showing his pal last night. What's your pal's name?
Boomer.
Boomer.
Boomer, all
and
right.
And he's super cute. Black with little white spots, isn't he, on the bottom?
Yep.
So he's actually able now, because he won all those chairs. What do you do next?
Go to Supreme
Showmanship. Yeah.
Showmanship.
So what does that entail? Do you even know yet? Because he's going to be one of the youngest ones out there.
Right. Yeah,
do you even understand what's going to be happening next?
Yeah, to show a goat, a llama, a pig, a sheep, and a cow.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's going to be several kids out there on Thursday night, and they will be competing for the overall showman title. So he's going to get to show horses that are obviously a lot bigger than what this kid is.
Right,
and
right.
Cows and goats and sheep, so, and pigs. So it's going to be a fun night to get to watch him do that.
So he'll be representing the Beef Club on Thursday. As Bethany said, the third overall steer last night, and showing cattle in 4-H, and had the breed champion at the Indiana State Fair in 2018. So you've already been to the State Fair?
Yes.
What was that like last year?
Nervous.
Yeah, yeah, I bet. It's a little bigger down there too, isn't it?
Yep.
Did you have fun at that, though?
Yes.
So if you go back this year, you've done it before, so it's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
So what do you look for the next couple of years? You've got several years left here. You think you'll be working with cattle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you always know that you wanted to be in 4-H from the time you were a little guy?
Yes.
Why was that? Do you live on a farm or?
A little bit.
Yeah. You just wanted to be involved? So do you think you'll be working with cattle the next several years? Is that kind of what you love?
Yeah.
Do you like the llamas too, and the goats and stuff?
Not really.
I don't blame you.
Hey now.
So he's a cattle guy. We know that, right? All right, Jeb. Well, we look forward to seeing you the next couple of years then, okay? Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yep.
Appreciate
and that's what's just super cool about these kids. I mean, even at super young ages,
they're
conquering things that, let's be honest, I didn't even get to do. So
no,
I'm kind of jealous
neither.
Of him.
Me
yeah,
kind
of jealous of him. So they, like I said, this evening, obviously right now the swine show is going on, and we will start at 5 o'clock on the grand drive, which is kind of the cool thing this year that they're trying to switch around. I'm kind of excited for that way people can get off work. People work for a living.
Right.
So
right.
When they get off work at 5 o'clock, they can come and join us and watch the grand drive and see how hard these kids have worked year round to this special day to get that banner. So we're excited for that.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's check the time here. We'll go ahead and take our last break, and then we'll be able to come back and have 12 minutes or so left in the program. Again, special thanks to all of our Party Line sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus Senator Brian Buchanan, who is here at the Clinton County 4-H Fair. Just saw him walk up a few minutes ago. He's helping us out for Party Line at the fair. We'll be right back with more Party Line from the Clinton County 2019 4-H Fair on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
This is Party Line.
We are talking local on Party Line. Weekdays, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Hello there, I'm Kevin Keith. Join me for the latest going on in Frankfort and Clinton County. We also give you our take on national topics and discussions. Plus, join us for the encore presentation every weekday at 5 p.m. And for you late-nighters, we do it again at 12 midnight. Plus, we archive each show for you to listen to when you want at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. On top of that, we have local news, including upcoming events and the top stories brought to you by Ken Hartman and Cindy Loveless in the WILO News Department. Plus, hourly updates at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com from the WILO News staff. You never know who will be joining me in the studio, but I guarantee you it's going to be entertaining. Why don't you join us? Weekdays at 8:30 till 9:30 a.m. From the station keeping you connected for over 60 years, we're WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
There is a difference. Oh, what a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community minded, just like you.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
All right, welcome back to Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Senator Brian Buchanan helping us out on location. We have Jasmine Chasteen here with us. She's got 8 years in 4-H already, and she's 16 years old, so half your life. Yeah. You've been in that, okay. So you're into fine arts and photography and then wearable arts and performing arts. I've got to ask you about each one of these. First off, what's fine arts? What is that?
It's basically painting or drawings. Basically is it. I did, for my project, I did a pouring painting for mine. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That sounds cool. It kind of looks like something's pouring out. Okay, that's cool. I'd like to see that. I'll have to check that out. So we know what photography is. Do you like photography? Is that something that's pretty cool?
Yeah, I really enjoy photography. It's probably one of my favorite hobbies.
Yeah,
too,
and you can't just go somewhere and take a picture of something. You know it when you see it, right?
Yeah.
It's
not
just somebody standing out there and taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
So what's wearable arts? Is it exactly what it sounds like?
Kind of. You basically take something and make it your own. It's kind of like upcycling.
Okay.
You, like for me, I painted a pair of jeans. That's what I did for my project. Or some people cut out a shape of something and stick it on a t-shirt.
Okay.
That's kind of what wearable arts is.
All right. So it's not just a plain pair of jeans or a white t-shirt, right?
No.
So is that what you did? You painted a pair of jeans?
Yeah. I painted daisies onto a pair of jeans.
All right. What kind of paint do you use for that?
Fabric paint.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's pretty cool. Is there a lot of people involved in the wearable arts here?
A little bit, pretty much. Yeah, as much as sewing.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty split in half.
You've probably seen some pretty cool stuff.
There's a lot of cool stuff.
A lot of talent in Clinton County?
Yeah,
probably, right?
Very much.
So performing arts, what is that, ballet or?
Yeah, it's basically singing and dancing or playing an instrument. I tap dance, so that's what I did. And some people did ballet, there was jazz, there was singing, a bunch of singing acts. So yeah, there was a bunch of stuff.
So how long have you been tap dancing?
This year will be my 13th year dancing.
Wow, okay. So since you were three?
Yeah.
Really? So I guess... do you remember when you were 3 years old? When you were, or was that something
little.
Mom and Dad just kind of said, "Hey, she's cute. Let's get her to tap dance." Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
And so the time you can remember, you've enjoyed it.
Yes, I've always enjoyed. Yeah.
All right. So do you do that year round? Then do you actually participate in other competitions other than?
Well,
the
fair? We don't compete really. I'm in what's called the performance troupe, and we travel around and perform at different areas.
Oh, okay.
But really, all we do is from September all the way to July, and in July we have, or May, not July, in May we have our recital, which is when we perform all the dances that we've been working on.
So a lot of the people we've had this morning have been, they've had a combination of some of these things, but maybe some animals too, but you're a good example that you don't have to deal with animals if you don't want to or can't in 4-H. You can still participate, right?
Yeah, and I still, during Fair Week, I'm still walking around and probably as busy as some people who do show animals.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of stuff you can do besides showing animals.
So you're in the junior leaders also. Do you, are you friends with all the people? Is it still kind of like a family? Even though you're not showing animals, you know a lot of the
guys who are. Yeah, like I know Katie, who's sitting right beside me right now.
Right.
So, because we go to school together, so it's kind of like a big community. And since Clinton County is kind of so small, you really know everybody who you're interacting with, no matter what you do.
So how long have you been with the junior leaders?
I think...
Couple years?
Yeah, a couple years, yeah.
What's that involve? What do you do?
We run the food stand in the show arena. We go and we help around in the community, and you're basically a leader for 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, when they're in junior leaders, they are the president or something of their club. Like, I'm the vice president of Jackson Willing Workers, which is my club that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And they just help around. Or if the 4-H Council needs help, the junior leaders are who they go to help. So I help a lot with the 4-H Council. That's usually what I'm doing if I'm not working with junior leaders.
The junior leaders are the ones that we are basically training, letting them learn how to become leaders to one day take over the club they may be in. Coming back and volunteering. They help us a lot throughout the year as well. And they do a lot during pre-fair judging and help them with all that stuff. The kids, they're at this age, they're learning and understanding what giving back to the community is about.
It's
a great organization for our kids to get in as well once they get to the older ages through 4-H.
And then that gets them ready for the 4-H Council too, right?
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jasmine, thanks for coming in and talking to us this morning. And do you have any, how did you do in your
I got blues categories? On everything. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well,
did pretty good.
Easy enough then. All
yep.
right. Jasmine, thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Katie Blacker is with us here. And Katie, I think I interviewed you last year, didn't I?
When you were
an 8-year member, and now you're a 9-year member. Good to see you again.
Yep, good to see you too.
Another year. You're also with the Pride of Perry.
Uh-huh.
And, I was going to say, I better see a swine on here.
Of course.
Yeah, right. So how's it been going for you the last year?
It's just been bittersweet, I guess. I mean, I'm rounding out to my almost 10 years. You know, especially this year with my dad on the fair board, or the fair council, I must say, we're busy here all the time and just working with animals and finding time to just finish everything up until this week has been a struggle. And I just have to sit back and relax and realize I only have a little bit of time left with this. I'd rather enjoy it than stress about anything. So,
Yep. So did you graduate this year then?
Nope. I'm going to be a senior at Clinton Prairie this year.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you've got a full year. Yep. Do you know what you're going to do yet once you graduate? I don't want to get too far ahead.
That's the question right now. We all don't really know. I do know I want to go to a university, Purdue, IU. I do want to get out of Clinton County, explore. Mm-hmm. So we shall see what I decide to do.
Well, you've got a year, so there's no rush.
Yeah.
So you also do some basic crafts. What's that involve?
You know, it's just like I see it as a DIY craft. I mean, I go out to the barn at our family farm. I pick something, old boards. I try to make something out of it. Just something basic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I just make anything, really. I mean, one year I did a ladder. This year I did a sign out of old pallets at our barns. Just something put together real fast and easy. Yeah.
And was it your sister I talked to earlier? Was that her little sister?
Oh, no, they're cousins.
Cousins,
yes, probably Bailey or something.
Yeah. I was going to say, she's got her own business.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
so she's got a little storefront.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can put some of your basic crafts in there and make some money or something.
That's the idea. Maybe that's a good idea.
So you're also a junior fair council member.
Yeah.
You've been doing that a couple years then?
Nope. This is the first year
for
that. So the junior fair council, it's like what Bethany said was about junior leaders. Like, junior leaders are shadowing 4-H council members and the Purdue Extension office staff just to see how everything works in the 4-H way. But for the junior fair council, it's just to see how the fair council members make this whole thing possible. I mean, we're planning events, moving stuff a week before the fair, putting little things like hand sanitizer things out for people.
Right.
Like, it's just little things that they need our help with, because I think there's 7 of them. And seven's not that much to make this fair possible. So they need all the help they can get. Family members, I mean, there's three of us, my brother included. Our dads are on the fair board or the fair council. And then there's some from Clinton Central, Rossville, and none from Frankfort. But all of us just came together. I think we started in March, and we got selected, had a fill out this process, and we had a couple meetings, and we've just been helping the fair members ever since. So
it is amazing how it all gets done, because a lot of people who just come to the fair once a year, they may not have kids in any projects or anything. Mm-hmm. They think it just happens, right?
Yeah, I know. And like, I am one to put, like, when I was little, my dad wasn't, like, we weren't involved heavily into the fair, and I just came, brought my animals, and I thought the fair just magically appeared every year.
Right.
And it's a year-long thing. And I just have really seen all the hard work that these members are putting in, fair council members, everyone, I mean, to make this fair. It's one of the best-looking fairs it's been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's more put together, and it's really come together for a lot of people.
Well, Katie, good to see you again.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you a year from now, I'm sure. And
maybe I get things figured out.
Yeah, you'll figure out what to do. But don't rush.
Nope.
Don't rush yourself. Enjoy your senior year.
Yep.
Good to see you.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bethany, we're going to wrap it up, but wow, this has been a good hour. Thank you so much.
It's a lot of busy kids, isn't there?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm really impressed. But we'll be talking to you later this weekend.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. And I want to thank Katie and Jasmine Chastain and Jet Stillwell and Kane Martin and Susie Ryan, the 4-H Council volunteer, and Shelby Butler and Bailey Blacker and Hudson Brown and Brianna Caldwell and Keegan Padgett for sitting in with me this morning on Party Line. And we appreciate them. And, wow, they are an impressive group of kids. So we'll be back out here tomorrow as well. Don't forget, Wilo's Buddy Night is tonight at the Clinton County 4-H Fair. So grab your stickers and bring your buddies out, and we'll have the Wilo crew out here somewhere over by the Edward Jones Building. And we want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, RSC Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Melner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Also a special thanks to Senator Brian Buchanan. We'll see you tomorrow morning with more Party Line from WILO. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.